Spooks.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. It is Tuesday. It's time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Carol Wisner of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook joins us this morning. We could not be more thrilled. She is here to present some wonderful books by wonderful authors for, you know, whether you just need a good read or you're thinking about gift giving. Kira is here for you and ready to help. Good morning. How are you? How is everything?
Good morning. I'm fine. I wish you could see the smile on my face.
I'm glad you're smiling. I'm smiling, too. I always love talking to you. You have a great list of books. I was just looking it over, and it's really fantastic. So let's get started, and then I'll ask you other things later about how the store is doing and all that good stuff. But where would you like to begin?
Okay. I think I want to begin with Perestroika in Paris, which is the new novel by Jane Smiley.
Yep.
And we had this was our last pick in our first edition club this year. And I chose it because I love the book. I love the story. So it's kind of it's almost like a fable told through it's a story told through the point of view of a horse. And she is loose in Paris and she makes friends with a raven and a dog and a boy.
And ducks. Don't forget the ducks.
That's kind of snarky duck.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was such a beautiful way to end the year. You know, it's kind of, they're definitely like big messages in it, but you could also read it just as story. It actually is something you really could read aloud. Adults could read aloud to each other, but you also could read aloud to children, maybe bits and pieces, you know, you might skip. But this was just, I thought, just a beautiful kind of sort of finish to the books I chose for this year, but also just a lovely book that you could give to yourself or give to really anybody.
Jane Smiley, we did an interview with her yesterday that will be for an upcoming book show, I think probably the first book show of the new year. And she's just fantastic, always fun. She's a great radio guest. But we were talking about this idea because this book is clearly a fairy tale. And yeah, it's just a nice thing to read now because it isn't divisive. There is no villain in it. It's just delightful to read.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
It's called Perestroika in Paris. I want to point out, by the way, the horse who leaves though is a racehorse, but the horse does not escape to looking for freedom. The horse is just curious. Wanders around and finds this group of friends, and it's really quite fascinating.
And doesn't feel the need, right, doesn't really feel the need to go back right away, which I also like that idea that you can have your own mind, but it doesn't mean that you have to break completely away. Like teenagers, in a sense, right? Like they go,
yes.
They wander. We hope they wander back.
We hope. All right. It's a wonderful book, and it's called Perestroika in Paris. It's a novel by Jane Smiley. All right, next up.
Right. All right, so that you can give to anybody. Anybody that you know who leans Democratic and perhaps misses the former presidency, Barack Obama's memoir, A Promised Land, is just, it's, I guess, part one of what will be two. And he has a voice that we all know so well, I think, whether you liked or didn't. But a voice you know so well that when you read it, you feel like he's reading it to you. And I know a lot of people listen to Michelle Obama's book and her voice is so lovely. I almost feel like you don't need the audiobook for this one because we know it so well. But what I enjoyed about it is that he talks about his personal experience in the White House, both like walking through the halls or going upstairs at the end of the evening, as well as the policy discussions and how he felt about, you know, certain, you know, people in certain situations that we all know well. It's like reading history where it's not so far away that you actually remember what the actual history was, like when you read it in the newspaper, but then you get to see the other side. So I felt like it was important because it helped me just understand, you know, those 8 years a little bit better. And also, well, actually not all eight, but maybe four, but also was just a really interesting read.
Interestingly, is that you are the first bookseller to have talked about this book. So I now finally have a chance to discuss it because I'm still reading it. I'm about halfway through. I've done both of the things you mentioned. I have a copy on the nightstand and I have a copy in my car, and I listen. So I read it at night and then I listen to it in the car. So I get the best of both worlds, and it's just fascinating. I agree with you completely about the voice in the book, but also I just, you know, I thought that he's such a great writer, and I don't know that is often, I think that is overlooked. People assume political biographies are boring. People assume that they're ghostwritten. This one, by all accounts, is written by him, and it's really gorgeous and a lot of fun to read. I'm really enjoying it. I'm not rushing it because I'm just enjoying it so much.
No, I guess that's a good idea. I love the double that you get to do that.
Well, yeah, and it helps you booksellers out. A Promised Land by Barack Obama, and it's out and it's there, and it's really good stuff. Okay, next up.
All right. So let's say you want something that reminds you that things used to also be crazy in the world. They're not just crazy now. Rachel Maddow and Michael Yarvitz have a new book out about Spiro Agnew, who was Nixon's vice president. And like, for all accounts and purposes, like, he was really complicated too.
Yes.
And so this is, I haven't finished it, but also again, voice, like talk about a voice that, you know, and you can kind of sort of hear in your head, and then, you know, you can hear, you know, people talking about it like it's a podcast, basically, I think, when you read it in your head. But, you know, he was taking like envelopes full of cash, like in exchange for things. So it's called Bagman, The Wild Crimes, you know, and Spectacular Downfall of a Brazen Crook in the White House. And so it's just, it's kind of exciting, honestly, because it feels far enough away go where it reads like a story. But, you know, reminds me that politics is complicated and people are people, like no matter where they end up in what, you know, what office or what position in the world.
It's based on the hit podcast, and if you've listened to that, this book is perfect because it's a wonderful companion to that. And if you haven't listened to the podcast yet, you can listen to them both together. It's really cool as well. The name of the book is Bagman, The Wild Crimes, Audacious Cover-Up, and Spectacular Downfall of a Brazen Crook in the White House by Rachel Maddow. All right, next.
Homeland Elegies. So this is written by Ayad Akhtar. He is a Pulitzer playwriting winner, or Pulitzer Prize winner of a play, a play that was called Disgrace. There we go. There's a tongue twister for a December morning. And he's also the writer who's the head of PEN America, the Writers Association this year. And this is a book that is a little bit autobiographical, right? The main character has his name. He wrote a lot of things that happened in his family, but I was lucky enough to be on a Zoom kind of event with him. And he, you know, very much talked about that he's very good at making up a lot of the other things. So the story flows really smoothly because, you know, he's a writer and this is a novel. But what I love about a novel where the writers definitely let you know that a lot of it is true, or you can kind of just tell it's true, is that it just feels like someone you know who's just a really good storyteller who's telling you something that happened to them, and you know that they might be exaggerating a little bit or smoothing things over, but in essence, it's the same situation. So this kind of sort of spans the pre-Trump era into Trump. It is definitely like a young kind of man's a little bit coming of age and just dealing with what he's going to do as a struggling writer. It starts off when he's in college, his relationship with his father, and his mother. They've immigrated to America from Pakistan, and the father's a doctor, and he actually treats Trump a little bit for a heart murmur situation. Yep. So there's, it's just, but he's this book, he's so smart that you kind of feel it in the words. And so this book has this kind of sort of fast-paced, clever, quick. He's able to write and analyze at the same time. And I felt smarter when I finished it.
Yeah, he's a fantastic writer. It's an amazing novel. And he's very hell-bent on not telling you what's true and what is
right.
And what he's made up. I did do a book show with him, which is online, which he admits to a couple of things that I finally got out of him. But it's really good stuff. And he is fantastic and a wonderful, wonderful writer. And the book is very, very special. The name of it is Homeland Elegies, and it is out. Okay, what else?
Yes. Okay. Let's go to. I feel like I have to mention, but I haven't finished Interior Chinatown. So it won the National Book Award. It's written in the form of a screenplay, but in the way where Charles Yu takes advantage of. When you have the very beginning where you set the scene where it would say like interior room or interior exterior mountain. So this is interior Chinatown. But he takes advantage of that and really writes a lot in that first description of setting the scene, which is almost like he's setting the scene of his life. And so there's just a lot of back and forth. Again, like we had it and I hadn't read it and then it won. And then of course I didn't want to take a copy, off my shelf. Because I wanted them to be available for people, but definitely kind of sort of as I've been thumbing through it, I feel like it reads really well, and I want it to get some good recognition this holiday season.
Excellent, good stuff. And let's see, we have about 3 minutes.
Okay, Cat Kid Comic Club is it Dav or Dave? Do you know Pilkey?
I do not.
Okay. I don't either. But he's the person who created like Dog Man. And this is now Cat Kid. And what I love about this is it's a graphic novel for kids. You could read it when you are, young, like I would say, 5 or 6, if anybody can that, but you would also really, really enjoy it as a, 7 or 8 year old. And there's a good kind of sort of running message in this. It's all these like animals that are getting together and they're creating comic books. And so there's a lot of talk about friendship and trying and failing and getting things right and not getting things right. And I think that that's easily overlooked when it just looks like a comic book for kids. And I want people, especially if you're gifting to kids, to know that's a really great one. Another great read aloud that I have out here is called Skunk and Badger by Amy Timberlake. And it's just a really also it's a good book about friendship. Definitely a read aloud for 4, 5, 6, 7 year olds. And I have a book of poems that are probably, not the most complicated poems in the world, but poems that just really deal with, I think, how people and I want to say women, probably my age-ish and a little bit younger feeling right now. So it's a very selfish pick, but it's called What Kind of Woman by Kate Bear. And I just zapped through those last three and didn't let you say anything.
Well, let's see. Is there anything else we should know about the store? Anything else we should know about what's going on? Anything we should know about...
Yes. I mean, so we're here, we're open, we're able to kind of sort of really keep a nice balance of who's in the store in terms of spacing out. We opened up our upstairs to give us all a little bit more room. So if more people come in, perhaps then, which, doesn't really happen that much because it's still, people are still not panicked, I think, for the holiday. We have room to space everybody out. We've launched our second first edition club, which is we do 3 books for our first edition club, 1 non-political nonfiction and 2 fiction books. We choose them throughout the year. It's $100 and it's a great gift for yourself or for someone else. We ship. It's very easy. And we just, we miss seeing kind of sort of doing events and things like that in person, but we love being able to see everybody who comes in. We're taking online orders. We still can do pickup. It's still just really about books.
Yes, it's about books and a wonderful time. And for God's sakes, we say this about Kira and about Merit Books, but we say it about all of our booksellers. Whatever you can do to help our independent bookstores and just independent businesses at this point, small businesses, they so need our help right now. And it's a wonderful way to start and a wonderful way to do your shopping, and especially with a store and a staff as great as yours. You can find out more by going to meritbooks.com. Meritbooks.com, even better, you can go visit them right in Millbrook. Kara, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program, as always. I hope you have a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you.
It is relatively, you know, conflict-free, and I look forward to having you back very soon.
Us too. We really miss you guys.
Thank you. We do too.
All right.
Be well. Again, meritbooks.com for more information. And you can also see the book list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable.